Well, as I mentioned, this is indeed a very happy occasion, especially for me and Kate. We are so grateful to all of you for being here to share it with us. We're about to baptize George Tucker, and I hope that you will all join me in praying that the grace of his baptism may be fulfilled in his life, in the words with which his grandfather, my father, blessed him after he was born, immediately, pretty much after he was born, asking that God would grant that George Tucker would grow up to serve him in righteousness and peace and joy all the days of his life. In the third chapter of St. John's Gospel, I'm going to try to keep it brief this morning, by the way. My cousin Chaz is here, George Tucker's uncle, as it were, and his saying is one church, one God, one hour. So we're going to try to maintain that standard for Chaz's sake, if nothing else. Shorter homily. In the third chapter of St. John's Gospel, one of the Jewish religious teachers named Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night, which is symbolic, to ask Jesus to explain his teachings. Part of Jesus' reply to Nicodemus was to say that except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We believe in our tradition that baptism is the means given to us by Jesus himself, the incarnate Son of God, in order for us to participate in the divine Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and of the Son. And through the happy workings of providence, the epistle this morning, which Rozzy just read from the 8th chapter of Romans, is about precisely this: to become alive in God's Spirit, says St. Paul, is to become a son of God. And this is because, as he goes on to say, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Abba being the Hebrew word for Father. It's worth noting that the Greek word translated in this epistle, adoption, in the King James Bible, is huiothesios, which literally means sonship. The point is that when we are baptized, we are born again of water and of the Spirit, and that Spirit is the Spirit of the only Son of God, the only Son of the Father. What happens in baptism is that the relationship that Jesus bears essentially and uniquely to God is given to the one who is baptized. What belongs to Christ by nature, he gives to the baptizee by grace. And that's no small thing. It means, among other things, that the voice from heaven that bore witness to Jesus at Jesus' own baptism can, as of today, be understood as applying to George Tucker. Thou art my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased. That voice from heaven could not have applied to George Tucker yesterday, but from today on, it can. Thou art my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased. Of course, I was well pleased with him from the beginning, but as of his baptism, that voice from God can be applied to him. Because we are about to obey the law of the gospel with respect to this thing. Go ye therefore and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. And if George Tucker is about to share in the spirit of Jesus' own sonship, then, as St. Paul points out, he is about to become God's heir and a joint heir with Christ. But Paul notes that this will entail suffering, if so be that we suffer with him, Paul says, because this too is an aspect of what it means to be the Son of God in this world. And we know that because we look at Jesus. And the suffering is not least in the form of the tension between the flesh and the spirit. The flesh, the deeds of the body, as Paul calls them, must be mortified In other words, put to death. And that's no easy task. Just ask anyone who's tried it. It is a cruciform undertaking. It is cross-shaped. And we know that also because we look to Jesus. What father would want that for his son? But Paul goes on to point out something else. Looking again to Jesus teaches us that suffering with him in this world leads to glory with him in the life of the world to come. Thanks be to God. And we experience intimations of that glory that is to come in that world, even now, when the sun breaks through the clouds after a storm, literally or metaphorically, sometimes even in the midst of a storm. Finally, I will just acknowledge that the gendered nature of this talk can upset some people, especially these days. I think that this disquiet that some have has its roots in the difficulty modern people have, all of us have, in inhabiting the richly layered symbolism of the cultures within which these rites and this language emerged. On this score, I will note what the 17th century Anglican divine Joseph Pearson said. He wrote, "Our Redeemer, the man Christ Jesus, was born of a woman, that he might redeem both men and women, that both sexes might rely upon him who was of the one and from the other." In other words, as we put it in the creed, Jesus was begotten of his father, born of his mother. And by way of metaphor and in the power of analogical thinking, we are all, men and women, boys and girls, male and female, we are all made sons in the essential sonship of the only Son of God, Jesus Christ. Such is the radical meaning of baptism. Our spiritual identity as sons is what gives us meaning and substance, and what gives meaning and substance to the whole host of particular relationships that we share with one another as fathers and as mothers, sons and daughters, and allows each of those relationships and their form to be invested with a new and a deeper significance, to be the forms of relationship through which we bear witness and proclaim Jesus Christ. We do so as wives, as husbands, as mothers, as sons, as daughters, and so forth. Baptism establishes in each of our lives the condition of possibility that allows all of these relations to be the forms through which the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Eternal Son of the Eternal Father, itself beareth witness with our spirit, as Paul puts it, and the means by which God takes us to be his very own possession. So let us now fulfill this mandate and claim these promises for George Tucker Wilcox. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.